Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Get ready. It's time for a big exclusive with Valerie Denise Jones. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Are you ready to go? Welcome to a big exclusive. I am Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167 is the number that should be locked in your phone. If it isn't, I will repeat it so you can write it down and tell a friend who will tell a friend. 929-477-1167. I am really, really, really excited. We've got a great show for you today. And also, I have invited a co-host. I'm really, really excited when this person joins me because they know way more about the music business than I do. So 9 times out of 10, I stay in my lane. I am a connoisseur of music, I mean media, and that person absolutely loves, gets hella just floored by all things music. So I definitely always send the invitation out, send the invite out to have that person join me. That person's name would be Philo the Great. So at this time, what I'd like to do is go on and take a I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to see how he's doing. Yeah, why don't I go on and do that? Daggone it, I don't have his little beautiful thingy all queued up. So hold up, CeeLo. Wait. One second. I got to find it so it'll be all official and stuff. Oh, my goodness. Of course not. I'm not ready. Let's do this backwards.
Take your time.
Let's see. Hold on a second. I swear. All right. Is this what happens when? No, I just see everything. I see everything except
that.
It's okay. Take your time.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. Take your time. I'm going back. Like I didn't say that.
You're gonna act like you didn't say that.
Indeed.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, we're acting like I'm not having this conversation. This is me talking in your head.
You're not really
telling
here.
You to take your time. No, I'm just talking
I
in your head.
I bet something
right.
you'll respond to if I play this one.
Smoke weed every day.
indeed. It's your boy, Philo the Great. What's up, Valerie? What's up? What's going
on? He's so
silly.
Anyway, we're cutting up, acting crazy already. Guys, that is not the intro that I wanted to play for him. That is not it. This is actually it. This is the intro that he absolutely loved, and I absolutely love to play for him. So here we go.
Welcome back, Commander.
Yes. So how are you?
Hey, I am lovely. I am in full command.
Yes.
I'm in command of, you know, my dreams, my goals, my vision, you know, and it feels good to be right on the heels of those things and, you know, right at the finish line. And I told someone today, and I believe it was you, that I'm going to step aside and push ego to the side and let it ride. 30 days and see what that does in 30 days. So I'm excited, and right now I'm just here talking, enjoying life, eager to hear what the guest has to say, and be Mr. Inquisitive to find out more about the guest, what they're doing, past, present, future, and just assist you. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be here with you, too. Anytime I'm on your show, you know, I want to bring my best because this is a dope show. It's structured. It's laid out. Content has to be real. You can't just come on here talking any kind of way. You have to come with receipts because you are dealing with the queen of receipts when you're dealing with Valerie Denise Jones, celebrity consultant. So with that being said, media mogul, what's next? I'm here. I'm Philo. They can follow me, Philo the Great, on all social media platforms, PH Light Phone, ELOTHEGREAT. So now we got that out the way. I'm greeted, did the greeting thing. We like family now. I'm about to go in the refrigerator, pour me something to drink, you know. So
non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic libation.
And people should grab their pen and paper. Let's get ready. Let's get started. Let's hear a little bit from our sponsors. We will see you after this audio break.
We could have tuned the performance suspension of the Cadillac CTS Sport Sedan on any closed course. But we chose the tight, punishing turns of Germany's legendary Nürburgring instead. Because at Cadillac, we don't just take corners. We take on the world with a car Motor Trend calls a bold, savvy, uncompromising showpiece, and that Edmunds.com elevates to top-tier status. The exhilarating Cadillac CTS Sport Sedan, now with premium care maintenance standard for 4 years or 50,000 miles. We don't just make luxury cars. We make Cadillacs.
Everyone's nervous on a first date, but with my situation, it's even scarier. I want to be open and honest, but some things are almost impossible to talk about. Then I discovered starttodate.com.
With starttodate.com, I found a partner that I can tell anything to and not be afraid or feel like I'm hiding things. I never dreamed I could be this happy.
Stop worrying and start dating with starttodate.com, where relationships begin with honesty and trust. Download the app at starttodate.com.
Are you a dope go-getter like a stylist, model, beauty expert, or independent artist doing your thing? If so, Fashion Life and Tea is looking for you. All you have to do is email us at info@fashionlifeandtea.com for a chance to be on our podcast. To learn more about who we are and what we do, you can check out our blog at fashionlifeandtea.com.
All right, guys, we're back. 929-477-1167. Hi, I'm Valerie Denise Jones. Got Philo the Great in the house. He's going to help me today because we've got a wonderful, wonderful guest, you know, on board. And he has quite the resume, and I can't wait to find out more things about him. So at this time, what I would absolutely love to do is to go on and open up his mic. Let's go on and bring him in. Bring him in, 925-339. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you taking time out to spend some QT with us for this next hour. So how's your day so far?
Nothing but success.
I love it. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. So on your website, so go on and give us a little of your backstory. How did all of this come about, and how do you – is this your industry name?
Yeah, Mr. Caesar. That was my writing name, and I just kind of kept it.
Okay. And so is it C-E-Z-A or Caesar, like the salad dressing? Because I saw it both ways. I just want to make sure I address you properly.
You can call me either way because that is my real name. My name is Caesar. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you again. We've got Philo the Great here. Again, he's going to assist my efforts today. So I'm really, really, really excited about, you know, finding out more about you. So I was sent, afforded a link, and it linked me to a magazine. But what else, before we get into that, what else should we note about you that would kind of help us navigate this interview? Because I know a lot about the magazine, but I didn't get, like, you know, your bio or anything, and I'd just like to find out who this man is that I'm talking to.
Well, I feel honored that somebody would even want my bio.
Right.
I had to say that. I mean, honestly, most people could care less what my background, but ultimately, I'm Caesar, Mr. Caesar. I began writing for Hip Hop Magazine, physical print magazine, back in 1999. Me and another gentleman started a magazine called It's Magazine. It was based out of California, And we did that magazine till about 2012. And honestly, we interviewed just about everybody in the industry from that time span. And I mean literally from Nas to Jay-Z to Eminem to E-40 to over 1,000 independent artists from California alone. So it just gave me a lot of experience in publishing an independent magazine, and it gave me a lot of connections to artists, and which gave me the know-how today to be my own publisher and editor for my own print magazine called One World Magazine.
Okay. Does Explosive still exist, or do you now, did you convert it into One World? Is that how that worked?
Good question. I kind of converted it just in the fact of life, because Explosive ended in 2012, and then One World began in 2016, at the end of 2016. So it was just a continuation of providing a solid physical platform for underrated and talented artists who get kind of slept on and missed by all the other forms of physical media print.
Okay. I like the tagline, why One World Magazine? Well, yeah, that was the question. And the answer was because hip-hop is bigger than those other magazines. That was pretty cool. Did you come up with that, or is that something that you and the partner you're just so accustomed to saying?
No, I came up with that because it's the truth. Because my product's on the shelf with –
right.
These other magazines, and if you pick up mine and look at it and look at theirs, you'll see that there's more music in mine than theirs. We cover way more artists and music, period, than an average XXL or Source magazine.
Now, is this an online magazine, or is there also a hard copy available?
It's both.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking for that because I saw – it's like a bunch of clickable links, which makes it very, very exciting. So you kind of took tell me about where you got the idea of mixing hip hop, and it's sort of like hip hop meets sexy, you know, girls meets videos meets an international presence. So you kind of took it all, the best of all these worlds, and put it under one roof. Where did you get that, the sexy girls in with the interviews? It's sort of like a black version of Penthouse, and, you know, don't take that literally because you have your own style. Do you know what I mean? But it's just clean and tasteful. But, yeah, was that kind of the idea?
Me being in California myself personally, it's just kind of continuing the cliche, so to speak, format for an urban hip hop magazine. The models and the women models are in there simply because when the magazine gets into the prison system, we like to give them something to look at as well, to keep that going. So, well, definitely, because not every hip hop magazine is allowed in there. Mine is. So.
Okay.
When, you know,
wow.
So it gives them a treat. You know, there's a print inside the print magazine. There's a centerfold of a model in the middle. So, you know, it just keeps that tradition alive as well with magazines.
And as a woman, I can definitely appreciate the fact that you didn't just put the photo up there, that there are also quotes that accompany the photo, you know, in addition to the person's name. So it doesn't leave. It leaves a lot to the imagination. One, she could be intelligent and beautiful. Do you know what I mean? So that
yes.
I like, because I like it when men appreciate the fact that, you know, you're both flesh and brain. So I like it when you can be visually and intellectually stimulated. I don't want to move too far because I want to talk to you about graphics, but Philip, do you have any questions? Before I move, because, you know, I can go and talk about media all day.
Well, first of all, big ups to you. Welcome to the show. Philo the Great. Just
yes,
listening
you are.
To you, bro. I wanted to ask you, did you start out, because I heard you say writer, so you start out writing for Explosive. I did hear that. But I wanted to know, did you start out making music? Is that what got you into doing magazines, or what actually got you into the magazine, hip hop magazines? Because I believe you could have been doing any other thing. I believe that you're more than music. So why hip hop magazine? Are you have a passion for music? Did you want to start out as a hip hop artist, or what? Why the hip hop magazine?
Thank you for that question. In all reality, it was I grew up in the Bay Area, Pittsburgh, California, to be exact, home of the Jacko, rest in peace. So when I grew up in high school, the music was thriving at that time. Bay Area rap was thriving, like, on a major scale. And so me being 15 years old at that moment, I took a strong interest in music, and I would spend my lunch money every day, and I would cut class on Fridays, and we would drive down to the next city over to go to the record shop, and I'd buy two cassette tapes or three, whatever I can get for my $20 every week. And so I was just a fan first. I was never a musician. I was always just a fan, a real hardcore fan of the artists and the new music that was being birthed at that time. And so ever mm-hmm. since then, I've always looked at hip-hop magazines, because ever since the late 80s to early 90s, hip-hop magazines have led many trends in hip-hop. So it was just an interest of mine when I was young. I wanted to be involved in the hip-hop scene, in the rap scene. And so I don't know if I said a prayer to God or whatever I did. I just said I wanted to be in the middle of it. And so I'm living a dream come true now in the middle of it. So basically what it was, I just took my education. I only have a high school education. I just took my education and applied it to what I could do. I was always strong enough in English to where I could write. And so I learned the publishing business doing Explosive hand in hand, you know, with it was just me and one other man that did it, that started it, but I did most of the work in writing and in selling ad space and the other aspects of going to venues and networking. I did all that. And so I did all mm-hmm. that, and now I know why, so I could do it for myself. And so that's why One World Magazine exists. There's so much talent out there, you guys know this, that's why you exist. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I'm just providing a service, giving a quality, high-quality platform for artists who can appreciate it, and for their fans that do appreciate what it is that I am.
Now,
I wanted to ask you, you can, before you move too far from that, I definitely want to ask him a question about the magazine.
Okay, well, you go ahead and ask your question, and then I'll follow it up with another. Go ahead, because I don't want to get off topic.
I wanted to ask you, because one thing that I've learned being in media is people like visual. They don't really read anymore. If it isn't 140 characters or less, it's like, you know, they're kind of scanning, looking for trigger words, hashtag, looking for pictures, you know. So I noticed that a lot of the, especially investigative journalists, are breaking their stories up, you know, only feeding you in parts and then adding a video and a little more verbiage than adding a photo, you know, and you got all these ads. So they keep you busy, very, very distracted. So therefore, nothing is kind of like a, you know, there's nothing monolithic, you know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. you find that people enjoy, because I read a couple of the articles and I was like, wow, they're very interesting, stayed on topic, kept me engaged, but I'm an avid reader and learner as well. Do you find that people appreciate the fact that you still have a magazine, or are they always looking for, like, I'm a former Ebony Fashion Fair model, and I remember they were always looking for page 45, you know. Oh, are you in the, you know, are you in the centerfold? That's what they looked for. They can never tell you about the articles or anything that we were doing. They were always looking for the pictures.
Right. You know, great question, and I love the way you worded it, because I've been asked this in many forms. And I'll say this, those who do read it appreciate it, and the rest of the people have no appreciation of it. If you know what a magazine is, whether you get a hold of my digital copy or the physical, if you don't know what it is, you will not appreciate it. You just won't, especially the younger generations that have grown up and they've never held a magazine and never read one in their life. That's why they don't know what it is. So, you know, I don't blame anyone for it, but I'm not trying to sell a million copies. I'm just trying to sell what I press, and I'm just trying to please those who appreciate what I have. So it's no big deal if I don't please the masses, because it's not for the masses. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah.
So I don't really worry about it on that note. I worry about just putting out the dopest magazine I can, and nobody can argue with me about that.
Right. Right. And that's first of all, that's super dope because you're doing what you love. That's first and foremost. And that's big ups to that. Now, I wanted to piggyback off what she just asked you and how you just answered that. How important is it, do you feel like, and this is for all the loved ones out there, printed artists, aspiring artists, or A-list artists, how important do you feel like a magazine of your caliber, One World Magazine, how important do you feel like that your magazine, your platform, is important to breaking artists, independent or A-list artists?
It's still very vital, because here's the secret that most people won't realize is that any media entity larger than myself, if they get a hold of my magazine, best believe they're going to scam through the entire thing. And chances are they're going to pull something out of it, and they're going to do what they do towards it, for it, with it, whatever. So my point is it's still, print magazines are still vital in breaking new artists, especially those who already have a few people following it, and that's what they're looking at it for. So anybody who still has an interest in what I do from my past, direct past from Explosive Magazine, they appreciate what I do because they know I'm still doing it. So again, I've interviewed probably minimum 1,500 independent artists alone just from California. Probably 500. I probably take it back. It's probably way more than that. I'm going to be honest. I lose track because with my first two issues of One World Magazine, we put it out with a DVD and a CD in the same package.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I had over 85 interviews in one edition alone. So you tell me, can The Source do that? Can Double XL do that? No, they won't do that because their contracts only allow them to service these people and those people. I service everyone and anyone if I like it enough or if the business is there. It's that simple. So, and I have a waiting list for all slots, but I try to accommodate all talents. I go with the talent. If the business is there and the talent is there, then I'm there. One World is there. That hopefully I answered your question.
No, you answered it just fine, and I must say that people, when he say he messes with anybody, if the talent is there and the business is there, I have to agree, because on his website, on the home page, I believe it's on the home page, but on your website, I seen a transgender artist by the name of Jaya or some name like that. So when you say that you deal with any and everybody, if the talent is there or the business is there, hey, I must agree, because most people won't have it, and that is Jaya Malani, who I'm referring to. You did an interview on this transgender rapper on February 14th, Valentine's Day of this year, and you know, like what made you do that? Like, let's speak on that, because like
you
said,
really want
the
truth, Philo the Great.
Yes. I want the truth. That's what we're here for, baby.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give it to you. Here's what it is. That was through a publicist we were getting, you know, back and forth with the text, you know, on Instagram, you know, on the DMs. And it finally came to a point where she said, well, you know, how can I get an artist published, you know, in on your platform? And I said, you know, well, I don't really have a slot in my print magazine at this point, at this moment, but I have something on my website available. So blindly, I told her, the publicist, I'll take one interview, whatever you got. I don't care what it is. That's what she gave me. And so I'm a man of my word, and I don't care what it was. I already said I was going to do it, so I did it. So it's nothing personal. My opinion is not amongst my business moves. So that's a personal opinion, and we don't need to go there with this. I just, you know what I mean? And even though I don't have a bad opinion, I don't care. That's someone else's business, what how they want to dress or how they want to act or be in life. That's their own problem, not mine. You know what I mean?
Correct.
If they do music and they want to be a part of what we got going on, then let's do it, because that's why we exist, period.
And
so that was a blind maneuver.
Right, and listen, I brought that up too, Caesar, not to throw you under the bus, not to
no pressure at all.
Right. But I wanted to commend you and really really give a receipt on what you had just said. When you say I deal with any and everybody, if I like it or the business is right, correct? And
yes, sir.
me pointing that out was just to support that statement, because most people wouldn't do that. Like, they wouldn't do it, especially in with the story you just gave, like being, so to say, hoodwinked. They didn't give you a heads up like, okay, I got this hip-hop artist. He's a gangster rapper or a pop artist. No, they just said, do you have any people for this artist, you know? And you said, well, I tell you what, I don't have any room in my print, but I got room in my digital. Send me whoever you got. I don't care who it is. Send me whoever you got. I'll go ahead, give you this slot, and that's what they sent. And you, like you said, you honored your word. Big ups to you, bro. And to me, that's why you're going to continue to thrive. That's why you will continue to have support doing things like that, because people respect things like that, and it supports the name of the magazine. One word.
Yes.
You feel me?
Yeah, we encompass it all. We cover all genres of hip-hop. There is no limit. And we've even touched metal rap. We've even touched pop, R&B. So, you know, not heavy, but we have. They've been in print in my magazine. So, you know, there's no limit. It's just the fact of the matter that my bread and butter is hip-hop and rap music, because I'm in the Bay Area, California, and there's probably like 5,000 credible rappers. Period. And when I say that, I mean that. What I mean by credible is you can go to YouTube and they got views. You feel me?
Right.
They got views. You know what I mean? There's a lot of action out here. Yes.
Yeah, shout out to the Bay.
Shout out to New York. Shout out to NY.
Yeah, that,
in the East Coast.
Yeah, that's my birthplace, man. The Bay Area. That's my birthplace. So, you know, my whole family in the Bay. So when you mentioned Pittsburgh, I know where you at, right outside Antioch, right outside Concord.
Yep.
You ain't too far from Brentwood. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
So I know exactly where you at, bro. I've been up and down the Bay. You know what I'm saying? I got much love for the Bay. My whole family. Shout out to my fam too out there in the Bay. While I'm talking about the Bay, but I'm well familiar with the Bay. Well familiar with the Bay. So man, you keep doing what you're doing, man. Big ups, man. It's good to have somebody like you. A lot of people don't know, man. The Bay is really was one of the main influences behind going independent, behind even having indie artists with people such as E-40 and The Click, Mac Dre, Mac Maul, you know. Like you say, right now, you just gave a number. It's like you say, it's over 5,000 credible artists in Cali. And what you say, what I mean by credible, they got views. You can go look them up. So when they're doing it like that, then most of those artists out of them 5,000, I can say over half are independent and doing things on their own. Man, big ups to the Bay. Big ups to Cali, man. Big ups to One World. And, brother, you keep doing what you're doing, Caesar. You heard?
Appreciate you. Can I shout out the website?
Man, go ahead, for sure.
Yes, it's oneworldmag.com, oneworldmag.com. If just so everyone knows, we also have a store, a physical distribution outlet. It's a physical store that I run myself. It's called galacticdistro.com. We also provide physical distribution for certain projects and merchandise. So that's another service I provide. I've been promoting artists for over 20 years now, and it is what I love doing. Our next issue of One World Magazine, the digital, comes out next week. You can get it at galacticdistro.com. You can pre-order it. It's only $7 for 118 pages of some of the dopest music you'll ever read or see about. And then the physical drops in about 2-3 weeks.
Okay, so I ain't going to have time to make this edition, obviously, being that it's getting ready to drop. But what edition is CeeLo the Great going to be in, Caesar? Holler at me.
You know what, CeeLo? CeeLo, you just give me a call, bro. You guys got my line. You can call me on this number or the other number you originally had. And you can just, we can make something happen for sure, because I appreciate what you do, too. And we sound like we should be doing this more often.
Man, that's much love, bro. And I don't want you to make this platform a one-time visit, bro. You know, I want you
I don't
to come
either
back.
Because I really like what you guys are saying. Your guys' feedback is motivating me. I feel really good about myself. Thank you, both.
And you supposed to. And you supposed to. Why? And I'm gonna tell you why, because a lot of people say what they're trying to do, what they about to do, or what they finna do, right? You here talking about what you're doing. I can go to oneworldmag.com. I'm talking to you about what I see, not what I heard, not what somebody told me, but what I see when I go to oneworldmag.com. And for all the loved ones and listeners out there, that's the number one, not O-N-E, the number one, world, W-O-R-L-D, mag, M-A-G.com, oneworldmag.com. But to what I was saying, for you to have this magazine and me not have see a about page, for me to not see nothing on Caesar, that says a lot about you and what you're doing, because you about building your brand. It ain't about Caesar. It's about my
you're
brand.
You're right. I'm not even in
I'm
my magazine. There's no pictures of myself in my magazine. I've never published a picture of myself or an article about myself. It's not about me. It's about the artists inside the magazine. It was built for them. I'll get my shine on platforms like yourself. You know what I mean? So it's not about me ever. The only thing that it's about me is that I do most of the work, and so I just need to be happy. to get
right.
it done.
And I got that from that, bro. Going through the website, I told Valerie, I said, Valerie, dude, I ain't got nothing about him. He really about his brand. And that was my words to her. When I was looking at the website, just navigating it, looking how and let me give you credit on the website too. The website is laid out nice. You got different artists, different reviews, videos, international videos. You got people's singles. You have a store. You can be contacted. So, bro, you're doing what you love to do, obviously. And anytime you're doing what you love to do, they say you never work a day in your life, right? So big
ups
to you. Big ups to you for finding your passion, finding what you love to do, and actually making a difference, bro, because it seems like you got support of the Bay with having so many artists in your magazine, both digital and physical. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I can't wait to hopefully we stay in contact real soon, because I'd love to give you guys a copy of the digital and the physical so you guys can check them both out.
That'd be lovely. And we'll go ahead and share it, man. Get us some type of commercial. Get us some type. I tell you what, do a drop for us, bro. Send us a drop so we can go ahead and run that during our shows, bro. When we go to commercial break, we'll make sure we run that drop for you.
Okay, I'll do that. What number do I send that to?
I tell you what, we'll get with you behind the scenes, bro, and we'll make that happen, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll be waiting for that. And thanks again, you guys.
Hey, no doubt, no doubt. I'm going to let Valerie come back in because it seems like I probably took up a lot of the interview, man, but I really wanted to get those questions out, man. I really wanted to give you some shine, give you some light, let the loved ones and the listeners know and the aspiring artists know that you're a real dude, man. You're not about yourself. And I can see that not talking to you before I even spoke with you, I had a perception of you. And the perception was that you're not about yourself. You're about really what you do. And that's this magazine. That's One World Magazine. And the artists that you have in this magazine that are featured in this magazine. And so to hear you come and solidify that, it really says a lot about who you are, where you going, and what you're doing, bro. So anytime we can come across people like you, good people, people who really believe in helping others, and then getting they shine on the back end, that says a lot, bro. And we here to help you, know what I'm saying, get your shine on. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for saying that.
Valerie, come back to the mic, sweetheart. I know I didn't took up, you know, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's literally, I hear passion screaming through your voice, and that's quite all right. Yeah, I did, you guys kind of took the words out of my mouth because I was going to reiterate the website again, oneworldmag.com. Currently, you can get a two-year subscription at $29.99, and that's a total of 6 issues, and the contact information is on the website as Philo suggested. You can go there. What I really love about the website, because I build sites, I really love the fact that it's user-friendly and very easy to navigate. I don't get lost. Things don't get lost in translation. I love, like I mentioned before, the graphics. You know, it's very, very engaging. You know, I like how, you know, your drop-down menus have so much to offer, from what's being archived to what's recent. I really, really appreciate that. I like reading the articles. They are, like I mentioned before, very, very interesting, so I definitely applaud that. I also like the links to the videos because I was able to take that and juxtapose it to what, you know, I knew about people on YouTube. So there were a couple people that I actually went on YouTube and, you know, hit the subscribe button because I like what I saw on the website. So I want to ask you now, two different things going in, you know, opposite directions. The first thing is, what do you think is the secret with so many magazines going out of business? One, I just mentioned Jet Magazine, and I think either Jet or Essence, one just recently filed for bankruptcy, and that's alleged. Excuse me if I'm wrong, but I do know that Jet is no longer like a hard copy, but it's an online publication. What do you think the secret is? Being that there's been a lot of different hip-hop music magazines or magazines that's about urban culture, what is your secret as it relates to your survival?
Personal engagement. All the magazines in the industry that have gone out of business went out of business because they had a high overhead. They came up at a time and they got too big, and now the times are rough. And the contracts are no longer on the table. The big money's no longer coming in. They have to fold. I myself do about 85 to 95% of the entire everything you see. So my overhead is very bare minimum. So I can be in business forever and still provide a high quality, high caliber product because I really care about what I'm doing and I'm really open to work with, again, with just about anyone if they're in the right position in their career. So I don't think that's the motive for any magazine that I know, because, you know, I'm me and I don't know what they do. And like you said, a lot of them are out of business now. So I just believe it's overhead. They got too big and times are too hard. The secret of the physical print is to make it important to enough people to where they care about it. And that's what I'm working on. I'm not saying I have a formula yet, but I'm working on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So who specifically is your niche market?
It's it's crazy because it's mainly probably older folks from like 30 on up who listen to hip hop or rap music.
Okay.
I have not, penetrated hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah, I have not. No, because like it's what you guys said earlier. Most teens, no offense, I'm going to be honest, they can't read. They can't read. And they don't read. If it's either one or the other, but it's still the same effect. They're not reading it. So it's for the crowd that still appreciates a product like this. And ultimately, I'm still learning to get the younger crowd involved. And what that's going to take is just me engaging them and getting them involved. And so I'm learning that slowly, and it's fine. Because those who do see it of a younger age and see and get the value of it, they're coming aboard one by one. One by one is fine with me because, you know, I don't do this for profit. I barely make it every issue. So it's not for profit. You know, most of the money I get is all from the streets, from independent artists, no matter how big or how small. If they got a budget, I can work with it. You know, just the same as what you guys can do. You guys can't do much with nothing, but with something, we can do something. So
right. It's
just that simple. And I engage enough artists in the flesh that I'll always have business. There's always an up-and-coming artist who wants to get in print, who wants to be amongst all these other people that are in the print. Because here's the secret about a magazine. Who you see in it is most likely who's going to be reading it.
Right.
So if you look at who's in my magazine,
wait,
you're going to know the type of people.
You mean the fans of the celebrities?
Both.
Is that what
but
you're
in
saying?
In my case, it's the artists are going to be reading it.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
If we
get in there, you know, we get 15, 20 independent artists on the up and coming, and they pay for their slot. You don't think they're going to read it? Yeah, they are. They're going to read it, and they're going to get it into all the right people's hands.
And share it with their fan base.
Yeah, so you see how that still works. But the biggest magazines that have gotten beyond that don't do that, can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Now, what do you see a difference between the domestic, the local audience versus your international audience? Or do you think it's kind of the same?
I think it's kind of the same, but I know the farther out I go from where I'm at in the Bay Area, the more people appreciate what it is I'm doing. In the Bay Area, it's very, very saturated with media for this music. And I am not the biggest platform in the Bay Area for this music. Because I don't cater to the radio sound, I'm nowhere near that. Because I cater to all sounds, not just one sound. So that's just how it is. And now you know, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you definitely got to be versatile.
Well, the radio isn't.
Let me ask you this, Caesar. Artists from the South. How often do you get artists from the South in the magazine?
About one or two every issue. Not too many. About one or two, maybe three every issue. That's just because I contact them or they contact me. And again, a majority of what I put in my magazine are people that I've come across physically. And then there's a good portion that what I came across, you know, digitally. But for the most part, it's, you know, I travel from Seattle to San Diego. I've gone as far as Kansas City in my own car. So I'll meet artists, you know, on the road at venues, at events, you know, in different states. So it's basically who comes across my desk, physically or digitally, and that's what I focus in on and put the spotlight on.
How hard
do you divide?
Go ahead, Valerie.
Do you divide based on what Philip just said? Do you divide the Miss Philo? Sorry, based on what Philo mentioned, do you divide it into the different regions, like you got east, west, south, central?
I do not have enough steady stream of any of those categories to keep one lit like that. Again, I've dropped 4 issues physically. My 5th one drops next week. I've just started working on my 6th one. I'll have to admit, I'm still experimenting and format
gotcha.
Is still forming every issue. Even the layout is different on this issue because I did the whole layout this issue. I probably shouldn't say that because my graphic guy is going to get mad. He wants to claim it, but I laid it all
okay.
out this time. Just because out of timing and money and the whole thing, it was a business decision. So I laid it out myself. I've never done something like that, but I've laid out pages before, so I just decided to do the whole thing. And so I laid out the whole 118 digital magazine and the physical uh-huh. as well.
Do you also have anniversary editions or holiday editions? Or?
No, I haven't gotten to that. No, I've just been – it's been
okay.
such a lot of work that I've just – concentrated on just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just as steadily and consistently as I can. And it hasn't been consistent enough because I'm almost a one-man army. I have a few writers out there and I have tons of publicists who feed me things, but I'm not trying to just take, fill my magazine with a bunch of free stuff. I really like to get hands-on and create the story by somebody I discovered. You know what I mean? It's my baby and I love to create it. I feel like create the dopest magazine every time. And I don't think anyone can argue with me.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Have you ever showcased like a new artist and then they blew up? You know what I'm saying? Like, have you been to date responsible for an artist and their growth? Like, did they grow on social media or start booking more dates because of the awesomeness that exists in your magazine, just the way that they were featured? Because a lot of times some people only need just a little exposure, and then boom, they're out of the park. Do you know what I mean?
Valerie, you are so right with that. And here's the absolute truth. I'm not here to candy coat anything or to lie to you guys. I don't lie in my life. I don't lie to anybody. I'm not married, so I don't need to lie. So,
that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
What was your question again? You guys got me sidetracked down.
Of course, Philip would laugh at that. Of course he would. Yes, I just wonder if you had been responsible for anybody, blowing up.
Oh, yes,
because
yes.
people
okay,
were
yes.
always going viral,
Well, here's the thing. With One World Magazine, no, that has not happened yet. But with Explosive Magazine, we were the first print magazine to publish Nicki Minaj. And
oh, wow. That
I know,
should be like
I
a
know,
classic. That should be something you should be able to
auction
off.
For those who
point.
Know about it, absolutely. And then
yeah.
after, the only other thing I can say along those lines was being in my magazine got an artist back, I would say, in the early 2000s, got him a distribution deal like no other. So the power of print
yeah, that's
is real.
To be applauded, though. That's huge.
Well,
did you reach out to her and did she ever give you like a drop or some kind of endorsement, where she endorsed the magazine, Nicki Minaj?
No.
Does
no,
that mean she,
no,
she's got a
it,
huge
it never
family
did, never happened.
Barb. Okay. If I were you, I would definitely promote that because her barbs are like the Beyonce's bees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are.
Now, you know what? And she's gotten really good. I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Her Queen album is very impressive. Very
yeah,
entertaining,
yeah.
too. She's very bold. I'll say that. We got
yeah.
the Queen official album review in the next issue of One World Magazine. So we do lots of reviews.
Did you do any
I
kind
probably
of
review more music
Nipsey
than
Hustle?
Anyone.
I wasn't able to look.
That's a can
right.
of worms right there. I am going to do something,
okay.
but I'm slightly
okay.
a conspiracy theorist, so there's many sides to this scenario that we're talking about. Nipsey Hussle's
you're in good
supposed
company,
death.
Then. Philip,
yes, yeah, I don't believe he's dead. I think
you
it was staged.
You guys definitely got to talk. Yeah,
yeah,
you
I think
you
it
guys
was staged.
Talk.
Hey, so look, do you do any I know you have a magazine with print, with doing interviews, written interviews. Do you do any verbal interviews on any platforms right now?
The only ones I have done in that, I've done a few for my YouTube channel, but very, very, very few, probably like five, and probably have another 15 waiting that I've never even done anything with. And aside from that, I've done a few interviews on my Instagram, but no, I have not done those yet because my bread and butter has always been publishing them in print. Because, again, where I'm at in the Bay Area, there is tons of that already. And there are definitely some out there that are like they own that avenue out here.
Well, the reason why I ag is because I think you'd be a dope fit for this platform, bro, to take some of those artists that you interview because you have so much and to be able to offer them an audio interview that can be redistributed among 7 platforms and also given back to them courtesy of you, and they can use that as promotion, and that same interview can be written up in print form by yourself and put in the digital and the physical magazine if you decide to.
That's funny you say that because that's what I've been doing lately. I've been extending my I've been extending my interviews to go from instead of 5 to 10 questions to 10 to 15, and I'm recording either at the end or in the beginning so many of those questions to have a video interview and what I normally do. My normal interviews. So yes, it's exactly what you're saying. I've just now started adapting to that because I see that the YouTube interviews are really hot. Even though the majority of them out here have to deal with some type of beef. So those are the ones that are getting all the attention. It's all the ones with the beef. And honestly,
right.
One World Magazine myself, I never deal with beef. That's just too consequential. You know what I mean? I don't want something that I said to lead to somebody getting hurt, killed, or whatever because I shouted it out on my megaphone.
Right, right.
So I don't deal with
beef.
I don't talk about it. I'm not a gossip.
That.
There's plenty of other stuff for that, other platforms for that. I'm here to talk about music, your career, you know what I mean, those type of things. I'm trying to be as professional as possible about what I'm doing because we can get real gutter real easy.
Right, and I second that, and that's to be respected. To me, that's how you get longevity. That's how you separate yourself apart as a company, as a business, is to be known for ethics. And what you just said falls under ethics. It's unethical for your company and the way you just worded it to support beef or talk about beef because of the consequences you feel may come behind it with having a platform that can reach so many people. So that's smart, number one. And number two, you stay in business longer with what you just said. And let me just commend you, bro, on some of the jewels that you dropped. You gave about 3 secrets away. Like, and I hope people, the loved ones, the listeners, the people who inspire to have a magazine, he gave you like 3 secrets. And he said they were. Let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you the secret. So he gave you 3 secrets. So I suggest you all write them down, because Valerie always tells you to get pen, paper, and a non-alcoholic libation, because it's gonna be jewels dropped, like he dropped jewels. Gave you 3 secrets, to the print world. To the magazine industry, that if you are an aspiring editor, then those things you need in your repertoire, those things you need in your knowledge cap, you know what I mean? I don't know what else to say to you, bro, besides, man, keep doing what you're doing, and congratulations. And I'm congratulating you for, number one, putting out dope content, but number two, having enough nuts, so to say, to get out there and do what you love to do. But like you said, you do 95% of the work, so you're controlling everything, you hands-on, you make the decisions, and like you say, it's your baby. And when you use words like that, my baby, hands-on, go out and write about people I discovered, that lets you know that you're really involved with what you're doing. And so anytime you're really involved in what you're doing, you have no choice but to grow and to evolve and to expand, because you're physically involved and you're keeping your ear to the street. And that's how you get respect out here. That's how you get respect out here, is being accessible, and people can actually touch you, see you, pull up on you, and know you're a real dude, bro. So, again, I commend you, Caesar. And at this time, I'm going to pass it back over to Valerie so she can ask you any final questions she has. And then she's going to give you the opportunity, man, to make your final statements and shout out your social medias where everybody can find you at, all right?
Thank you.
Love.
Yeah, just real quick, just because, like I said, I like people to know as much as they possibly can, because I don't know, you know, if people are listening and in front of the computer. But, again, the website is oneworldmag.com, oneworldmag.com. You can definitely go to the website. Like I mentioned before, it's very, very easy to navigate. I appreciate the fact that it is both for men and women. Men and women, and I think of all ages and races and just demographics, can get something out of the magazine. I like the title. I mean, the tagline. I like hip-hop is bigger than those other magazines. I like that. And you can get a two-year subscription for $29.99, and that's a total of 6 issues. So please make sure you go to the website, click on the link, and get your copies. So I'm looking now to see if people can get, like, past issues. Where is that link, if in the events they want to get not just the current subscription, but maybe something that's been archived? Where would they go to find that?
That's available at my separate website store, and that's galacticdistro.com, like galaxy, but galactic. So it's GalacticDistro.com, and that's our official store. You can get our latest digital copy there, and you can get all our back order of physicals. We sold out of issue number 3, so every other issue is still available, the physicals. And again, issue number 1 and 2. Number 1 comes only shrink-wrapped with a CD and DVD, and it sells for $20, only for $20. And then mm-hmm. issue number 2 is available with a CD and DVD and standalone magazine by itself. And with the CD and DVD, the DVD has another 50 interviews. Issue number 2, I had major artists, E40 named. There's so many names. Again, there is nobody covering this many artists, this much music on a magazine platform. There just isn't. And I wish I could tell mm-hmm. the world
How
this.
How are you
so
recording all
happy.
Of this? And doing your
I'm not
own,
recording.
Like,
I say
videos.
This all the time when people want to hear it.
No. Like video, like, you know, like recording this meeting so you could put together. It's like a short film. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I have my own. I have my own studio, so I can get in front of my backdrop and do
journey.
That. Well, you know, I'm thinking of starting my own show where I can talk like this, because a lot of the things I say, people just need to hear it. They need to hear it. Because nobody's saying these things. Nobody's here to teach anyone anything. Everybody's still so struggling to just stay afloat that they ain't trying to give off none of their game. So it's very competitive, this world that we're in.
Based on what I see on the website, do you also have a broad presence in, like, strip clubs? And things of that nature, because you mentioned the prisons. How did you even discover that you were popular in the prisons to the point that you developed a relationship with them so that it could be released, you know, to into the prison system?
Well, one, I had a client who was behind bars when we did our business, so we got him in there. Two,
okay,
my print is not as offensive as some others out there, and so it's still accepted. Three, people in prison still buy CDs, so they definitely buy magazines. Four, anytime one copy gets in the prison, it gets passed around more than you could ever believe. So it's very valuable that a print magazine gets behind bars, because one person will get it, and he will read the entire thing. So
Now, I want to ask you a question based on that. Real quick, didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
there's a lot of people. There's a lot of talent behind bars. Do you, and I don't know anything about, you know, how much time. I know that based on the movies or whatever I've seen, people can, I know they do interviews. Have you ever did an interview with someone who is in prison, who is maybe, you know, an artist or independent?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I would think that there is a lot of talent behind bars, and then also a lot of our celebrities do go to jail, you know. So do you have interviews? Have you ever interviewed someone that's been in and out of the system and in the system?
Yes. Yes, but here's the crazy coincidence. He just got released. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the rapper X-Rated from Sacramento. He just got released from federal prison after doing 26 years for murder. And so he didn't do the murder. He was just, he never snitched. So, you know, it was a gang. They called it, it was a gang murder or something to that nature. But the point is he was behind bars for 26 years. I interviewed him twice from behind bars. He just got out like a half a year ago. And he's doing really well musically. So that's probably the main one I can remember. I know I interviewed a couple of other people behind bars, but their names don't echo at all, so it's not really necessary to name them.
Well, I definitely want to wish it upon you that you do discover someone, and yeah, they give you all, like, all the accolades you could stand. Yeah, that would be pretty cool if you were responsible for somebody, you know, like YouTube, Soulja Boy started out on YouTube, Justin Bieber, that kind of deal. And you gave them, mm-hmm. like, their first interview, and then next thing you know, they were booking out the Staples Center or something, you know. So I'm definitely going to wish that on you, of course. So
thank you.
Just a few more. Hey, you're very welcome. A few more questions, just for the sake of time. How much time do you have to spend with us? Because I forgot to ask you before we started the interview. Do you have about 20 more minutes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that certain copies come with the digital version, like a CD version of it. Do you also, I noticed that on the website, you had E40 and Be Legit, the CD and digital is available. So do you pair the magazine with, like, copies of the CD and send those out as well? Do you have a relationship, you know, with the artists to distribute their music? Is that something that you do?
No, that's just an advertising on the website, which will link you, I believe, to the product. You can go buy it on iTunes or something. I try to work. I feel it's my duty as One World Magazine to promote all the music that needs to be promoted, whether they're promoting it or I am. And so that's something I came up with on my own. There was no business behind that. I just did that. Because that project was so highly anticipated, the E40 and Be Legit album, that was supposed to have come out 15, 20 years ago, and it just dropped last year. So I felt it was my duty to put that on there so thousands of people would see that it's available. That's what that is. Just so you know, the first two issues of One World Magazine that I released were the CD and a DVD. The CD was like a compilation of music from artists that were in the magazine, that issue. The DVD were all new interviews from, again, over 50 different artists on each DVD. Each issue had another 50 interviews visually. So it was like you guys were stating. It was a visual interview. And aside from that, oneworldmag.com is all exclusive content. Ready for the next question.
How much time does it take to put this together? Because you mentioned like that's what, those are a lot of interviews. Like, you must absolutely love to write or something. You got,
you know,
like,
what's
a,
crazy, Valley? I don't love to write.
Standby or something.
It's like a chore,
oh, wow,
to me. But you know what?
Okay.
I guess that's what marijuana's for. I guess that's,
oh,
what weed is
funny,
for. Good weed will get you motivated to do anything.
Hey, that was a great, hey. Hit the sound bite. Smoke weed every day.
I don't even know where.
And I do.
Yeah, like, that is too funny. We played that sound bite earlier because, yeah, whenever Philip's in the building, I have to make sure that I put that, play that up. And it's really, really sad that I have it on the board somewhere, but I, yeah, didn't have it queued up because that would have been perfect. I had a friend who called, and I could not, for the life of me, understand what they were talking about. And they told me, they said, man, I'm feeling real good. I just had some, what did it say, Fruity Pebble? It's like some cereal.
Yeah, that's the name of
and,
one.
Yeah, and it was just crazy, like all these names and stuff that's coming out. Yeah. So you
whole
got,
other show right there.
Here you go. Here you go. I got it. Here we
smoke
go.
Weed so, every day.
there we go. But yeah, do you not have like a section for Reese people, you know, like pay tribute? Because a lot of people in the music industry love to smoke.
Well,
I think
Valerie, let me say this. Let me ask him this to piggyback off the question you just asked him. Now, we all know the smoker's holiday is coming up in 4 days. Saturday is 420. Every day is 420 to me, though. But
me too.
Saturday is 420. So do you have, like Valerie said, do you have any special edition or are you doing anything special in honor of 420?
You know, it's crazy because I have the option to do one of about four or five different things on all levels of size, meaning something real intimate from a videotaping of a urban cooking show all the way to I could attend Burner's smoke out that he does every 420. So, and that's where that Fruity Pebbles come from. I think that's a cookie strain. That's a Burner strain.
Indeed.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, a lot of times on the weekends, if I don't have something to actively promote, which I don't because my magazine's going to drop in another week or two, sometimes I don't do shit. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I am going to probably do something, though, because I am getting ready to drop, and I do need to tell people about it. So,
well, if you and Philip are available, I would sacrifice an hour or two on that day. I don't know what that day means or, you know, when it is or nothing like that. But I would love for the two of you to come together. We used to do something. Philip and I used to do something together called Hemp Day Live. And we would literally, we had people on there, educate a lot of songs and music and just ways to really educate people as it relates to the fact that, you know, Philip's portion was the entertainment. And then it was more edutainment because he educated you while he was entertaining you. And then he played, like, different songs. And he's got quite the catalog. So he always had all this music, you know, to play that would complement what it was that he was talking about. And then we had a couple on prior to his interview, his segment, and they would discuss, like, the laws and, you know, different ways that people were promoting. And it was just like a way to just kind of celebrate the entire movement. And also, you know, we had people come on, talk about finances and stock options and, you know, what the large corporations are doing. So it was a pretty cool show outside of my realm of understanding. But, yeah, Philip definitely played a huge role in that. And I would definitely, if you have the time, if you got nothing else to do, and if Philip is interested, I would love for you guys to do something in honor of 420. I know that I think today is the 16th,
so that's Saturday.
Like 4 days from now. But that's up to you. Again, you can work behind the scenes and talk about that. That's totally
up to you. Yeah,
you
guys just hit me, and we can work on something on that.
Yeah,
I'm down.
I'll put you guys together, and you guys can have a conversation because he came alive then, didn't he? I think Philip missed his calling, Caesar. I really do. I think he was supposed to be a comedian, to be honest.
Who was? Me?
He's funny. He was supposed to be like
funny.
Remember that guy who was like the rapping dude? But yeah, he's funny. I'm waiting for him to do like a, yeah. But I'm waiting for you, Philip, to do something like Humpty Dump, you know, but they did, or like parents just don't understand, one of those where it's like educational and funny, you know, and rap all at the same time where you show your skills, because a lot of yours is like dark theme, but I'm waiting on you to do something that's kind of really just like create like a, I don't know, you have such an infectious personality, so this is one of those things I'm just waiting for that moment you do like a Humpty Hump. Or something that, some kind of challenge or dance could actually, you know, accompany. I'm waiting for that because I think you're funny. I call it my Cat Williams of rap, hip hop.
Well, on 420, on 420, we can do a smoker's challenge. I challenge everyone to smoke the best herb that you possibly can find. The best herb that your money can buy.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you to find a local dispensary in your neighborhood because
legal.
That's where it's legal. So go to the dispensary and you get it top shelf. Get the best your money can buy. You have 4 days. Put some money up. Get another day. Put some money with that money. The next day, put some money with that money. And on the fourth day, which will be Saturday, 420, go cop you a fat turkey bag of that stank, of that dank. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
so
enjoy
silly.
Yourself. Roll
so
up,
silly.
Buy up, get high, and go to the moon, baby. And let me know how you feel when you come back. All right?
You weren't heard? Expecting right. this season, were you?
No, I wasn't. But you know what? I didn't know what to expect, so I'm thrilled.
Hey.
Yeah, big shout mm-hmm. out to Jeff. Bay Bay Life. Jeff, big shout out to Jeff Kwan. I appreciate him.
BTP Media Group.
Yes, yeah.
That's the name of his company, BTP Media Group. And he works with
Definitely.
Bay Life Radio out of Oakland. Yes. They
mm-hmm.
all
Yeah, y'all are doing
He's an incredible
thing.
Man.
Yes,
a lot of stuff
very,
going on
because
there's a lot of talent out here, you guys. I mean, just like New York, you guys got tons of rappers. It's just like that out here.
Yeah.
Well,
you mentioned E-40 and Be Legit, and I'm really good friends with Sugar T. Yes, I'm listening.
Hey, so
Sugar T knows
what
who I am.
What I wanted to tell Steve, you got any other local artists you behind, you support, and you want to get them interviewed on this platform, man, don't hesitate to send them through. If they come through you, then, you know, we'll get them on. We'll show them some love. You know what I'm saying? We'll get them the family rate, family discount, treat them like fam when they step through these doors, these media doors. You feel me?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I won't waste your time either.
No, it's all good, bro. It's all good because we do what you do, media form instead of magazine form. So the deal is, man, is to help these artists get their music out, get their story out, all at the same time. So it only helps them when it's moving simultaneously. It can only add fanship to their fan base, not fanship, to their fan base. And like you said, it can open up the doors and expand the chances for them to be discovered by either somebody who's in the magazine or somebody who's reading the magazine.
Yes.
Right. Now we're down to our last few minutes here. What's different pre-order issue number 3 versus 4? I didn't mean to say pre-order. I was actually reading it. People can pre-order the issue. Number of the gosh, hold on, sorry. All right, so
I don't have the graphic up yet. Number 5 is coming out. I know that's a little old. I need to get the new graphic on there today. I have to put the new graphic up
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Pre-order number 5. So what's different from 5 versus 4 then?
Well, we got a lot of more local artists in this next issue. Concentrated mainly on that. I decided not to do as many mainstream artists. So I always put like 2, 3, 4, 5 mainstream artists in each issue. I didn't put any in the prints this time. I left them only in the digital. The digital magazine has twice as many pages as the physical. And so I'm able to just put a whole lot more. And so that's what I did. I put all my mainstream artists in the digital, and we got Ice Cube, we got Locksmith, Benny Taz, couple of other artists. I don't know. I'm drumming. Oh yeah, I did something on Mac Miller and XXX. So I did tribute for them, but I only did it in the digital because the print cost me so much money. I left it mainly for the independent artists and for my clients.
Yeah. Now, anybody you want to shout out while we're the time is dwindling down? Any artists that you want to promote? I'll give you and Philip a chance to talk about the artists who might need some promo, because this would be the time to tell us their social media, give us their name, what they're currently working on. Anybody you want to showcase while we're on air?
That's a tough one. Yeah, definitely. G-Stack, and that's just spell it just like it sounds, G-Stack, G-Stack. He's from the Delinquents out of Oakland. They've been rapping for 20 years. He's got a real strong movement. He's actually on the cover of the next issue, the Delinquents, and a couple of artists from For the Streets Entertainment is on the front cover of the next issue. So if anyone else is going to shout out is G-Stack, and that's True G-Stack, and that's TRU G-Stack on Instagram. And I guarantee you, you'll love his music. It's not for the brain dead. He is rapping. It is street rap. But I'm telling you, he's one of the best out there doing it right now in a mature way. So definitely G-Stack from the Delinquents from Oakland. I would definitely shout him out in this opportunity right now, for sure.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. You'll love it. You'll love everything he's got. Check him out on YouTube.
So what about team members? Do you want to give them a shout-out? You want to?
Yes, I do. Team members.
People you work with?
People we work with out there, we got Sunyez Allah, we got Paragon from Celestial Productions, and I'm just naming my East Coast people. We got DJ Tony Manchin, we got DJ Pimp, and we'll stop right there for my East Coast, and then we'll definitely mention Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group on Instagram. That's who hooked up this interview. He actually hooks up probably more interviews than anyone I know. That's where he's hooking them up with Bay Life Radio out of Oakland. Yeah, he hooked this up, and look where we're at now. You know what I mean? So shout out Jeff Kwan, definitely. And shout out DJ Love of J, Charlie Terminology in Seattle, Olympia. And shout out to any and everybody who knows who I am and knows what I do.
Yeah. Philip, any more Bay Area questions that I need to ask? Because I definitely want to show the West Coast some love. I know a lot's going on, and people need a little mental break because we've been dealing with death and dramatics
these past few weeks. But I just want to tell everybody, man, get off that greenhouse, stick with the endo. There's a lot of greenhouse going around in the Bay. Leave that greenhouse alone, man. I understand they're trying to get more now from a plant than before. But, man, I'm endo down. I like sativas. I like some indicas. But, you know, that's pretty much the Bay talk I want to talk, man. It's pretty much, man, shouts out to the Bay, my birthplace. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my people, man, all my fam, everybody out in the Bay. Man, and you know, I just got love for the Bay, man. I really do. I can't help it. It's just, you know, that's what birthed me. Shit, like great things come out of the Bay, and I'm one of them. Shit,
that's right.
Yeah,
bro.
He is
I
one
agree.
Of them. Do you mind if I brag on him for just a second? Do you have a second? I don't want to take over your interview. But you tell me if you think that I'm being out of pocket. I'll play it at the end if I am. But since he talked about, you know, coming out of the Bay Area, it would give me an opportunity to brag on him just a little bit. But that'd be out of pocket. Do you have anything else you want to say, Caesar? I just wanted to give you a little taste of Fila. It happened to be one of my favorite songs. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I just want to mention my Instagram, and that's the at the number one world magazine on Instagram. Number one world. The number one world magazine.
Well, why don't we so we don't break it up too much, why don't we go on and give all of your contact information while we mention that, because you have links to your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube on your website.
They're all
at
the same thing. They're all
oneworldmagazine.com. Okay.
But yeah, the website
world
is oneworld. Yeah, oneworldmag.com is the website. And once you start typing it in, it'll pop up anyway. And then all social media handles are at the number one world magazine.
Yeah, I like it. Perfect. All right. So, Caesar, this is a little taste of who you're talking to. This is one of my favorite songs. I don't know. Is Wolves one of your favorite songs, Philip? He has so much to choose from, but
yeah.
I just happen to like this one.
Yeah, Wolves is one of my it goes up there with one of the favorites. I like it. I wrote it because it's unreal. So, Caesar, just tell me what you think about it. Tell me what you think about it. It's
all right.
Talk, you know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself, you know?
This is definitely impromptu, Caesar. But I just wanted you to hear it because I really love this song. But I want to get the two of you together. If you so choose, I'm not going to push either of you. But yeah, get you together and see what we can do for you to promote your magazine or to promote artists because I think that the new artists are the future. People seem to be tend to believe everything that they say and lean on their word, and they seem to they have a sense of direction. So I like the new things that they're doing with the industry and in the industry. So it's really, really neat just kind of watching them from a distance. But anyway, here's Wolves.
What you gonna do when it comes to surrounded by wolves in the wild, thinking I'm prey, yep. But it's about to go down. Wake up and ready, I stay. I'll be okay. Feel the greatest of style. Being a killer, shit for no good. Just make me put in up for wolves. No more habitat, it's the woods. Put out in the suburbs and hoods. Consider my dog, we kicked it like soccer. Turned out you were an imposter. No rash room shall prosper against me. Next to my father, nah. Keep your eyes open, I'm all about where I become. Keep smoking, coping, smoking, hoping the word drop off like a soul in, but I'm knowing why we'll stay roaming.
I swear, sometimes to me, like the audio is just kind of distorted sometimes, and sometimes it plays perfect. How did you guys hear that?
It sounded kind of muffled at certain points in the song.
Yeah, man, it didn't sound like it came across the way that it did the other day when I played it. That's just really weird. Yeah, sometimes it's totally clear, and then sometimes it's like muffled, and I didn't know if that was my earphone. I kept readjusting it to see if it was. But anyway, there'll be plenty of time for you guys to get to know each other. But so what do you want people to take away from today's interview, Caesar?
I just want them to know that I exist. That's it. That's
okay.
All. That's all
okay.
That matters. Because once you know that I exist and you check out what I got, you're going to like it. And you're going to want to be a part of it if you have something to do with with music. You will.
Right.
And I'm down. Let's do it.
Definitely that. Philip, what would you like to say as we wrap? I see we got Ali in the building. Ali in the building. That's the one number I recognize. Other people, I'm not saying that I don't see you. I'm just saying that, Ali is one of our day ones, and I appreciate him so much. 858-322, I see you. So... Philip, do you have any final words as it relates to today's interview?
Yeah, well, pretty much, I just want to let people know, man, whatever you love doing, do it, and continue chasing your dreams.
Thank you. I will, and I plan on it.
Yeah, definitely that. So one more time, give us your social media, because I'm getting ready to play a song that, because I saw it on your website, I downloaded it. I'll play a portion of it because it's about 4 minutes long, but I'm going to play that to take us out. But it's E40 and Be Legit, You a Lie, And I thought it was really cool. I thought it's a really, really cool song. It's on the top of the site, and there's a link to it. Like he said, it links back to the iTunes page, but it's part of Connected and Respected album. And as he mentioned, it came out last year. So please make sure you go to the site and click on that. Now when people click and if they were to download, do you guys have a relationship where, you know, you get some kind of promotion out of that, or, you know, you're
not at all. I'm a really nice guy. And look, again, if someone succeeds off of something that I did, wonderful.
Yeah.
All I hope is that that it shows up somehow. As long as it shows up somehow, that's all that matters. And job well done on everyone's part, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. And I'll talk to Sugar T. I talk to her at least maybe once a week. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to tell her I talked to you and you're a pretty cool guy.
She knows who I am. She'll remember who I am. Just mention me. Mention Explosive Magazine, Caesar, One World Magazine. She'll know who I am.
Yeah. Have you ever featured Sugar T in your magazine?
Yes, issue number 5 or 6 of Explosive Magazine, we did an exclusive cover story. We had the Sick With It family, E-40, Be Legit, Young Muggsy, The Mossy, Rhythm X, Sugar T, Max Sean, and I think one more person at that point in time. We had them all on the front cover of Explosive Magazine, and we did that
that's
interview.
That's so cool.
We did that in Blackhawk, where in Fort Hays City, where his house is at. And this was, you know, many years ago. But we texted back and forth just maybe a year ago. Me and Sugar T did. So she knows who I am. I know their family very well because I've worked with them, you know, many times. E-40 has been in One World Magazine already. He's very accommodating, E-40 personally. I mean, he still has my phone number in his phone. He showed me. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But the point
is
that I've developed these relationships for so long that I've gone too far, Valerie. I can't stop now.
I don't blame you, and don't stop. Definitely don't do that. Yeah, like I said, there are not a lot of magazines in existence. Everything is kind of blog. You know, they're bloggers now. They're not. They don't write articles. They just blog about stuff. So you get the meat and the potatoes of the story, but you're not really getting, like, you know, before where there was like a three part, you know, you knew where it came from. And then there was a middle portion, kind of like in a movie, you know what I mean? Like there's an arc, there's three different arcs. You don't get that anymore in a lot of the articles. You just kind of get, hey, you know what, this is what's going on, and maybe a few little updates. It really doesn't give you a backstory. So, yeah, we're kind of losing our history and what really makes journalism authentic. We're losing a lot of that, you know, what makes journalism really real, because they only want to talk about what's trending. And what's trending ain't always, you know, is important, but I understand that it is what sells, so you got to do what you got to do to stay alive. But I definitely applaud you for using your own money and your own time and resources to put back into your business, because I scream that all the time. You know, if you don't believe in it, then how can you convince somebody else to believe in it? And if you're not putting your own time and resources in it, then how can you expect anybody to support it? So I'm all about being that you're attracting what I need, and you're definitely going to make it. There's a reason we met today, you know, whatever that reason is. I just pray God it manifests, but I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Again, I appreciate Jeff Kwan for for the intro, and wherever it takes us, it takes us. And I'm happy you're doing something for the prison system. I appreciate that because they need something to smile about. And you know what I'm saying? Something that's a relief from the reality that they live in.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's like his own little prison ministry, so to speak, to be honest. Yeah.
Yep. However we can help.
You need to add that to your resume. Prison ministry. You need to add that to your resume. All right, so Philip, is that it? Because we're gonna get out of here, and we're, like I said, we're gonna end this with E-40 and Be Legit, You Alive.
Indeed.
Pleasure to meet
okay,
you guys.
Well,
talk to you soon, Henry.
You too. Hey, so I really don't have nothing else to say, man. It's good. Let's get in the E40, be legit. You a lie. And tell all the suckers out there, man, quit lying, bro. Keep it real. Tell the truth. Salute.
He's so silly. Yes. I told you, Philip, you missed your call, and you are too funny. You are hilarious. All right, guys, you have been tuned in to Big Exclusives. I'm Valerie Denise Jones. We have Philo the Great riding in the, I don't know, I think driver's seat today. I think I sat more in the passenger seat today, maybe even the back seat, because I was back here just kind of reading articles and stuff on the website to see what was going on. So good job. Kudos to our guest, Cisa. Appreciate that. And another shout out to Jeff Kwan. I appreciate you so much over there, Bay Life, BPT Media. Appreciate all that you do and look forward to doing a whole bunch more because 2019, we're just getting started. So there's so much more to us, so many layers. Guys, I hope you have a great rest of the day and an even better week and an explosive weekend in honor of today's guest. I'm going to use that word explosive. I see this always happens, but I'm going to let the Bay Area give a little shout out. I don't know if he's in the Bay, but I'm going to let real quick, even though I'm doing my outro, because I love him. 858-322, you are live. Wait till the last minute.
Yeah. All I wanted to say was hello to you, Valerie. Hello to Philo, my homie. As a matter of fact, my great brother, Philo. I don't want to call him my homie because, you know, we family. And then also the brother from the Bay Area, man, my name is Rev Ali. Remember that name, man. I just wanted to make sure we on the same call so when we meet, we can give each other a hug and say, oh, yeah, now I know you.
Pleasure to meet you, Rev Ali.
Hey, thank you, great brother. I appreciate your inspiration, man. Y'all do your thing. I just wanted to holler, man. Take care.
Yeah,
right,
if you're on Facebook, look him up. He's Ali, Ali, Ali on Facebook. And to all the other callers, people who sat back and kind of just enjoyed the interview, we appreciate you guys so much, as well as our international audience and then those people who will listen to this.
I love you, Ali.
Look at the love. Look at the love. Look what we did. Look what we started.
I love you too, man.
I don't think I've ever heard Philo say that. I've never heard you say that live. I've never heard you say that live. You sure you ain't got none of that Fruit Loops or Fruity Pops or whatever it was?
Man, Philo, my brother, man, he know I'll be banking corners playing, man. He know I'll be banking corners playing his CD still in the Thunderbird.
Man, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The first person, that's the first person to buy the Philosophy album, officially. Ali was the first one to buy the official copy. Yes, he was, and he took a picture with it, people, to show that he actually had the physical copy. Indeed. Ali, I love you, brother, for real. Cisa, I love you, brother, for real. Valerie, I love you, sister, for real. Man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Yeah.
Because of people like y'all, this world continue to run the way it do. This world runs off frequency, emotion, energy, and when you putting out positive energy, you get it back. You put out negative energy, you're going to get it back. So, with that being said, man, y'all people, good people on this line, continue to put up positive energy because that stuff be rubbing off on me. I need that, y'all. I need it. So, y'all continue to do what y'all do, and I promise you, I'm going to collect it, I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to put out positive energy too. You heard? Much love, man. Much love.
Yeah, definitely that. All right, guys, this time, yes, we are definitely out of here. We hope you have a great day. Appreciate you. And like Philo said, we love you to life. So please stay prayed up and be safe and do exactly this.
We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts.
Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.
The Mechanics.
He say that he rich and got all the bitches. His niggas don't like him and they his niggas. In jail they write him and they send him a cop. Tell him in the bank he ain't locked. First one to sing, last to blast. Tell on his team he ain't gonna last. A person place a thing is a nine. I ain't lying, my nigga, I'm not a clown. ain't perfect, I promise, but bitch, I'm truthful and honest. They ain't got no respect for her and they refuse to pay homage. They think my favorite rapper garbage, stay alive. E-40 the greatest rapper alive. He talks that shit, no rehearsal, not commercial, be smoking purple. He flipping them styles, acting bad, and he might slow up and go to turbo. Crafty with his verbal, he'll never turn on his circle. He'll drink what you blow to herbal. He be course right up in the oracle.
There's only one rule, break it.
There's only one rule.
See me, I do what the fuck I want.
I do what the fuck I want.
You ain't a real one, you be faking.
You ain't a real one.
I could tell he was a fraud from the jump. Nigga, you a lie. 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 You ain't a real nigga, you a lie. You a lie. You a lie.
Niggas pump fake like they getting cake. Off the homie cop money on the gram. He says lit like 88. Hashtag nigga, I've been getting bands. But you ain't got no grams. No peace, no pills, nigga, no plans. Only good when you with your mans. And when you from where I'm from, they're a scam. Watch who you fucking with. Suckers always on some sucker shit. Type of nigga like to move his lips. Acting like he got it locked, moving zips. But a real nigga know better. I can tell by the shoes and the sweater. Like you ain't having no cheddar. The type to always take the 12 letter.
There's only one rule, break it.
There's only one rule.
See me, I do what the fuck I want.
I do what the fuck I want.
You ain't a real one, you be faking.
You ain't a real one.
I could tell he was a fraud from the jump. Nigga, you a lie. 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 You ain't a real nigga. You a lie. 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 You a lie.
You sold dope for a week and then you quit. According to your raps, you was it. You got them thinking you savvy and hella beastie and hard. You ain't been block approved and tested on a boulevard. Your ghetto pass ain't revoked cause you never had one. You a fraud, you a joke, real niggas laugh, huh? You get your game from the net, I get my game from the vet. You the type that'll break up with your bitch with a tech. With a tech. A sucker in the flesh, just like all the rest. A hater at his best, stay in mess. Talking too much, you get your guns knocked in. The lip service, you shoo and the jowls in. Some of you niggas can't tell a peach from an apricot. All you do is throw salt from cock blocks. Go tending and ball the block and you can keep it. Nigga, you lie so good, you make your own self believe it.
There's only one rule, break it.
There's only one rule.
See me, I do what the fuck I want.
I do what the fuck I want.
You ain't a real one, you be faking.
You ain't a real one.
I could tell he was a fraud from the jump. Nigga, you a lie. You a lie. You a lie. You a lie. You a lie, you a lie, you a lie, you a lie. You a lie, you a lie, you a lie. You a lie,
you a lie, you a lie. The mechanics.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive
via the Judge Joe Brown Show.
Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now back to the show.
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.
Okay, good night.